Hi, and welcome again. Last section, last chapter, we are going to speak on the online software for project management and the enterprise resource planning, ERP basically. So if you might have heard about SAP or Oracle, they are actually responsible for managing your entire organization's enterprise resource planning. And resource is not only the manpower, resource is also the goods you produce or the feedstock which you use and all kind of stuff, right? So let's speak about some of the tools in this particular section. Remember, you need to have an automation. We are not in living in the area or in the world where everything can still be manual. Now, if you compare with how your parents were working, or if you compare in back in about 90, early 90s, or say maybe before that, the things were not so very automated. Why? Because there was not such demand. We are talking about more than 1 trillion economy these days. And if it is 1 trillion economy, obviously the number of transactions have increased, number of projects have increased, number of team members have increased, number of customer demands are increased, and number of also the products are increased. And if that is the case, or that's a pace we have to deal with, you need to have an automation. Right? And the more automation you have, the more transparency, the more benefit which you're going to get it. Right? So we are going to speak about some of the benefits of an enterprise resource planning, ERP basically, some of the scheduling tasks which we can do on ERP, some of the feature lists which we can leverage from the ERP, and finally, some of the available or most available or most adaptable ERP solutions along with some of the project management solutions we're going to speak in this section. Project management tool, as we all know by now, because we are the fag end of this entire chapter, and we have now realized that we need to have some tracking mechanism which is online, transparent, available, and able to manage the multiple projects at the same very time, right? Because something as a human tendency, you might end up forgetting it, right? If it is capturized in a tool, if the tool is automated, because remember, tools are designed to do their job. And if your entire project management practices are effectively managed into the tool, you may not see much of the surprises. And again, when I say tool, and I've seen a lot of people have so much of the closed mindset that it will be a double work, or it is not flexible. If I put it in a tool, probably I may not be able to change my course of action. That's not really the right understanding. Tool is to give a more flexibility, to give more visibility to the entire audience and not only you. Now, businesses of any size can benefit definitely from the project management software, as I told you. If your company or organization is small and if you're happy with managing it well on the spreadsheet, that could also be not a problem. You can very well accept that as a tool if it is really meeting your need and if there are no complaints. But several projects implemented simultaneously, and when you have the very tight timeline, when you have multiple team members, then probably it will be a good idea not to track on the spreadsheet, because the size of spreadsheet gets increased, the complexity of the spreadsheet gets increased, and sometimes the manageability of the spreadsheet might also get increased. That's why you need to have such tools which the project manager or somebody in the project management team can actually work on those tools and save the time, save their effort. Such online tools are also available for scheduling. These days, we are talking about the cloud-based solutions. You generally have a tremendous amount of flexibility, right? So ERP and the advanced planning and scheduling tool, which we are going to speak in just some time from now. Implementation requires your knowledgeable people process synchronization. Remember, if you are implementing the SAP, you are dealing with the business processes. Maybe you want to avoid the segregation of duty conflict. Maybe you want to include the product, the process, the sales and marketing, the HR, all these modules into this particular tool. Remember, every line item, every process, every part will have its own code. And every process, every form within that particular your SAP system might also have some of the T codes. How do you manage the entire gamut? How do you streamline the entire stuff? Maybe there is a one size of a bag for which you have some XYZ part code. Maybe for some other size of a bag, you might have some other part code. That's called something as a master data, right? So you also have all the entire, the complete repository as a form of a master data. I told you about the cloud management tools. The cloud is going to be a future because you need a flexibility, you need agility, you need an availability all the time. And that's why cloud-based tools are actually getting the momentum and it's being widely accepted. Now, online project management tools, as we all know, that it is helping you in giving too much of a transparency, too much of the flexibility. Some of the features can really help you in identification of some of the risk in advance. Let's talk about some of the feature of the online softwares or online tools in this section. Your online project management tool, generally, as I mentioned, it provides you the scalability. It provides you the flexibility. Today, maybe you have taken a licenses for, say, 5 project manager. And tomorrow, you have 500 project manager because you have acquired one company. And as a part of that acquisition, you have an additional resources. And for them also, you need this particular tool to be used. Now, if that is the case, then you have a high amount of flexibility which you can have from the online tools. Because if it is a cloud-based tool, again, the backend is taken care of. Take an example of a Salesforce. For Salesforce, you may have a 1,200 licenses today. Tomorrow, if the company has decided to just double their revenue and have increased the additional sales representatives, then obviously you have to procure the licenses. You are really not bothered that what Salesforce as a company is managing the infrastructure at the backend. That's none of your business. But you can achieve the flexibility. Any new feature which is getting added there, you also get an advantage of that particular feature. It is a cloud-based, it's an online tool, either it's an on-prem or it's on a cloud. It's exposed onto the internet. You can do it on your mobile. You can have it accessed from anywhere, even from a low bandwidth. You can create an app and you can actually work on that particular app. It gives you the visibility on the tap of the button. You can see the risk completely. You can see whatever tasks have already crossed the dates and all kind of stuff. Any changes which is happening on the tool goes with the logs. And the logs are also traceable. So tomorrow something if you want to investigate, tomorrow if you something you want to backtrack, you'll be able to do that with the help of such online tools because everything is getting recorded. It provides transparency as you all know. You generally don't hide anything on such tools. And obviously you have an access based mechanism where if the person is responsible only for managing the projects into that particular tower, you may obviously restrict those particular tower-related visibility. Your tool, because it is providing a transparency, there is a byproduct which is also a conflict resolution. Because everything is visible, all the tasks for the next weeks are kind of documented there, very well coming out, then the email alerts are being sent, the escalations are being managed, then obviously it will not lead to any conflicts because it's being discussed very frequently. And you can also be prepared for any of such conversations which you may have for that particular project. It provides up-to-date information. For example, I may have to update something which is going to complete on Friday. But what if I've completed on Thursday and if I want to update that status? And what if I can crash or maybe shorten the timeline? That can be very well possible from such online tools. It enables the team member to plan their schedule accordingly. So for example, if there is some critical activities planned during the month of May, we know that the May is a season of holidays when people do plan their vacations in the month of May. So either you can schedule your holidays accordingly or you can schedule the task accordingly because you know for sure and you can see it what is going to come up in the month of May. And if it is not getting addressed, it might have a delay or additional delay or whatever. The tools are these days very easy to navigate, like how nobody taught us how to use Facebook or Insta. The tools are also of a similar kind. And even if you need a training to use those tools, there are some partners who actually offers some kind of a training there. Now, furthermore, onto the benefits for the project manager himself or herself is if everything is captured on the tool, if it is easy to use, if it is acting as a central repository, it makes life of a project manager much, much more easier. And because it has a traceability, it also kind of brings the great amount of confidence to the team member who is actually going to upload their some of the sensitive documents onto such project management tools. You can also extend the tools or the dashboards to your client, and you can upfront express your transparency there. The best part is you get early indicators. You get an alert. You get an email triggers that hey, this is what is going off track, and these are some of the features comes as an inherent by your any such online tools. This tool is also capable enough to right size the resources, right size the time, as and when it looks at the overall progress. And obviously, since it's a cloud-based, since it's a software, you have an ability to manage the multiple projects at the same very time. The tool should be in a the tool also helps you in highlighting that hey, this resource is not going to be available for this task because he or she is being occupied into some other task. Some of the analytics also helps. Some of the predictive pattern might also help you in, by the use of this particular tool, you can really, really leverage your real-time resource planning. So, for example, when you really have some constraints, and maybe if you want to add an additional resources, you can very well factor it through this particular tool. Some of the more benefits on online scheduling and tracking is you definitely can have a frictionless environment. You can make people accountable because the name is being produced or being shown onto the tool there. Everybody is well aware that this is what the person who is responsible for. Obviously, the auto trigger of an email, the regular updates, the regular escalation can be taken care of as a part of such tool practices. Because the things are automated, you have a better control on the cost, you have a better control on the reduction of the stress within the team member. You can actually, because 20% of your task, which earlier the other person was doing it, this is now taken care of by the tool, which is really helping to avoid a little bit of stress. The need of an hour is an enterprise resource planning, ERP tool. Okay. Now, ERP tool is nothing but a heart of your entire organization. Right from the sourcing of material to dispatch, your ERP solution is generally of help. And there are several processes of the ERP. Obviously, we may not go into the very specific detailing of every module, but ERP understand that it is generally something which is running the business for your company or generating a revenue for your company. If the customer is asking the X amount of material from you, you can have a track or inventory into your ERP system, and with that inventory which you have in the ERP system, which should be up to date, you can give a commitment to your customer and you can have arrange the dispatch. In fact, during this COVID-19 situation, the ERP or the supply chain was very, very important. I'm sure most of you are aware about some of the supply chain constraints. We are still dealing with it as and when they are coming up. Right, so such ERP tools generally gives you the complete visibility there, and the beauty of this is you are capturing the entire business function there. If there are some of the services which you are taking from your partner, you can raise an invoice, you can track the invoice, you can track the payment, and you can track the complete record into the ERP system. Similarly, if you have sold some of the goods to or some of the services to your customer, you can very well monitor the number of resources you spend, the number of invoices you have raised, and all kind of stuff. That's why ERP plays a very, very big role, and many businesses also have the thought process of having a single instance of an ERP. You may have the business across the multiple countries. You may have people supporting those particular functions from multiple countries, but you may have, or you should have, is a single ERP solution, because everybody is punching the information into that ERP. Because everything is there into one system, it helps you in a high level of a transparency. Again, it gives you a high level of the balancing of a workload. For example, if you know that one facility around the world has an excessive material and some other customer around the world wants that particular material, which your specific plant in that region is not capable to provide or would take time to provide, you don't want to lose that opportunity. With an additional premium of the transport or the logistic cost, you can very well ship your material from another corner to a different corner because you have a visibility into your ERP system. Today, you have a lot of integration with your own ERP system, with your customer or the government or anything else. I remember an example wherein earlier, when one customer was raising the manual purchase order and providing that purchase order on an email, the person used to look at the email after a day, used to punch the order into their own company, used to arrange the dispatch. It used to take about several days. But with this particular integration, it makes the life very easy. The moment the purchase order is out from that particular other customer of yours, it gets integrated with your system, and then your system is kind of auto-generating the invoice. The dispatch is getting the information, and you are done with the dispatch. Just a matter of few minutes, and a lot of manpower you have saved. Some of the ERP solutions also helps you in real-time tracking. Now the tracking you may have based on the GPS, the tracking you may have it on RFID, and you may also have a tracking based on the barcodes. It provides you some of the benefits there. Your ERP also helps you in bringing the scalability or the great amount of scalability. Today, you are not producing one specific part code. Today, you are not producing some specialized material. Tomorrow you may want to, right? With an easy change, you can actually very well accommodate that particular product into your ERP system. Visibility is no-brainer. You are definitely getting the visibility. Automation, you are running the GST invoices, you are running some of the e-channels. Everything is possible with an integration, with an automation through this particular ERP system. Your ERP technically helps in automating a lot of things. For example, if you are consuming one of the motor part or one of the screw in a plant to fix one of the facility, okay, maybe something a burner or maybe something as a boiler is out of order, and you are consuming some of the resources or material, it can be updated onto the ERP, and you know for sure, and you have an inventory that this is what is still left with you, and it is the right time to order it. What it brings at the end of the day, it brings some of the enhanced productivity. Why do you think people are happy and more efficient with the help of such tools? And because people are efficient, it brings the overall performance there. Your data quality remains intact. Everybody is able to see the data, which is in a uniform fashion. For example, if there is one bag which is of one metric ton, and if the same very bag is being used at some other plant which is also of one metric ton, you may see the same part code. Maybe the supplier is different, but you may see for the same part code for that particular material. It helps in reducing the great amount of complexities because you have one system to deal with. Your SAP is generally used, and your along with your Oracle is generally used as an ERP ERP systems, ERP solution. There are other players also in the industry, but these are the some of the solutions which is available or which is widely used in an organization. You may get the automated report. You may want to analyze those reports. Maybe your CEO or your chief manufacturing officer wants to analyze how much raw material was consumed yesterday, how much the produced material was there yesterday, and how much is my yield. That is very much possible if you integrate or if you run the analytics onto such data via the SAP. Your SAP multi-resource scheduling software also helps in improving some of the service levels. You can schedule the right people on the shift which they are coming in, so that they can work on the right job at the right time. You can help some of the business processes to get improved, and by eliminating or optimizing some of the resources which you may not be needing it. For example, earlier you kept a person or you kept a user who was manually recording the grade, the amount of material which is filled into the sack, or whatever it is, whatever other information. But you can always automate it with a barcode. You scan the barcode and you have all the details, right? So all these things are possible. It is in fact going into the much more advanced level. As on day, you can at least leverage some of it out of the box. You can also integrate your SAP or your ERP systems with a ticketing tool. Maybe the user is raising a ticket, it gets recorded automatically, it gets assigned to the user. User is able to function that and closes the ticket, and hence your work is done. There are many such use cases you can actually leverage. Advanced planning. So I told you about the supply chain, right? There are many, many partners who are greatly relying on your ERP data. Okay, maybe they are running a sync on a fortnightly basis. They are keeping the cloud-based software up to date, and that particular software helps you in optimizing your inventory levels, helps you in optimizing your planning. Maybe the salesperson from an outside is kind of giving you a forecasting that, okay, my customer XYZ is going to need so many metric ton of the product. He or she kind of punches that particular forecasting into the system. Now, like how one person or one sales representative mentioned the forecasting, the other salesperson across the world would also do that. Now, once you have a consolidated forecasting, you obviously need to backtrack and see that, do you have so much of a raw material to produce that? Do you have your supplier support? Are your suppliers informed about it? Are you leveraging some of the additional stocks which you have? Are you also looking at the right amount of value which is being traded into the market? What is the right time when you source the product, right? So all these can be possible with the advanced planning and scheduling as a part of your ERP solution. It helps you in achieving the more realistic availability of a product. You can actually very well confidently commit your customer that, yes, I am confident to deliver the uninterrupted supply at least for 5 years down the line, because I have done my forecasting very well, because I have planned my things very well. Some of the popular software which are named out here, again, it may vary depending on your need of an organization. Some of the basic tools are also available. And again, as and when your organization requires, they can always migrate onto those tools. Now, looking at the project management tools, all these are also available as on day. You may have a customized tool also created for your own basic need, but there are some cheap software also available. Microsoft Jira could be one if you have an O365 environment, and there are other project lists or other solutions are also available. Any software development companies would actually support you for creating any of the project management software. You need to call out the specific requirements which you need. Now, ERP solutions also, some of them are kind of listed out here. They are very well working now as well. To summarize the chapter, as we know that automation is a need of an hour, you need to have the things very well planned. Obviously, the scenarios like pandemic, or the scenarios like a natural disaster, or the scenarios like unforeseen scenarios may come, but they are probably very rare. Keeping those aside, you need to plan your entire inventory, your entire business, and your entire project on track. So you need some of the tools. In this section, we discuss some of the state-of-the-art tool which is available very much today as well. And people and organizations have found that, yes, they are the one which can be utilized, which can be leveraged, and hence some of the resources can be avoided to work manually. Tool helps you in bringing the transparency, as we spoke about it. Organization can decide which tool it's a right fit for them, and there is no compulsion to use any specific tools. I would formally end this particular course and this particular chapter. Thank you so much for listening to me patiently.